Kenny, how does it feel to have your name associated with the most prestigious individual trophy in all of sports?
It's crazy. We're not even halfway through the season. Yeah, we got VT's the sixth game of the season. It's unreal. I can thank my teammates for all the work that we put in together, but, you know, far from done. So I'm excited to get to Virginia Tech and get back on the road.
You throw a better ball than Leinart, by the way. And we have former NFL players we talked to who can confirm that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I know he won the Heisman, but you're definitely throwing a better ball. How good does it feel? I know you're I could hear in your voice there, you're trying not to get ahead of yourself. I get it. How good does it feel to be playing this way after you made the decision to not go into the draft last year, to come back to Pitt for that one more year, for that opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. I think just what made it easy to come back, like I said before, was the quality of team that we have and the talent on this team. I think we're just really scratching the surface. I think, our best football is yet to come. So, 1-0 in the ACC, and I'm excited to, coming off the bye week now, we're all healthy and we're ready to go for Virginia Tech.
Who alerted you to the fact that Matt Leinart tweeted that out about you, Kenny? How did you find out? Did you find it yourself?
I think it was EJ or somebody in the facility, he was a heck of a player, so it means a lot coming from him.
Your coach even said that you're a Heisman guy. You got Narduzzi going to bat for you. Kenny, he's trying to get you some love and some respect.
Yeah, he's my guy, so I appreciate that. Now, that from coach as well.
Is he privately, now he's pumping your tires publicly because you deserve it, because the stats say you deserve to be very much near the top of that conversation. Privately, is he giving you a hard time and deciding, hey, I don't want you to get a big head here. I need you focused. So he's knocking you down a peg? What's that like?
No, I mean, we've been going at this thing for a while together, so I know how to be a professional and handle criticism and handle success. So, I show up ready to work every day.
Kenny Pickett, Pitt quarterback with us. He's got 19 touchdowns. He's a 72% passer, and Pitt's got a huge game in Blacksburg on Saturday, a 3:30 kickoff that you can hear right here on The Fan. Kenny, let's get to the things. One of the great things about doing the show with you, man, is you can take your listeners and take your fans behind the scenes and describe to them how this evolution has taken place, how you've gone from where you started to now being the guy that's orchestrating the number one scoring offense in all of America. Let's start with the stuff you do with your wide receivers, the guys you throw the ball to. Take us through how it all started this year, what you were doing with them before the season started, the kind of stuff you do with them during the week to get ready for a game. Give us the Kenny Pickett relationship with his wide receivers to put up these kind of numbers that you've done so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's the ultimate team sport. And I think it really goes back to winter training where it started. And we were throwing three times a week, and we didn't have our indoor because the turf was under construction, but we were still throwing outside in the snow and making sure we got our reps in that we needed to feel confident heading into spring ball. And then we had our
now, how organized is that? Are you like, all right, we're going to for 15 minutes, we're going to work on corner routes I'm going to throw you 100 post routes. Like, what's that like, Kenny?
No, it's very organized. I run it, and whatever I feel like we need to work on, what we didn't hit the last time that we were out there, we'll go over that again. And I'll go in the installs and try to take us through the first, maybe half of the installs of spring ball, so we have a pretty good, rapport going into spring. And we've run those plays, we've run those routes. So then when we go into, spring, it's not the first time guys are running all those routes again and doing all those things. So that was huge. We had a great spring. And then summer, you start adding some more film sessions in. So we'll have our routes on air, and we go 7-on-7. And then throughout the week, we'll meet two or three times to watch film on ourselves from the previous season and on from spring practice, just to make corrections and be on the same page. And then we go into camp, obviously, and we just keep getting more reps. And it just kind of grows that way, but it starts all the way back in the winter.
Now, are you a taskmaster like Peyton Manning? Are you giving these guys a hard time if they miss a throw? You put one on the hands in these workouts, and then are you're busting chops here? What are you doing? Or are you not that kind of leader? Different kind of way to motivate your guys?
No, I mean, there's times where if I felt like we needed to start a whole session over, we've done that. where I feel like we haven't been focused, you just kind of start it over.
So wait, you have to be the bad, you have to be the tough teacher here, it sounds like.
That's you know, that's what, you know, being a leader is. It's not a popularity contest. You have to do it, you know, you feel is right for the team and what we need. So, but I think the great thing about our receiver room is there's guys in there that step up as well. And they raise the standard, and I think that's what we just continue to do is just keep raising the standard and competing.
Hey, Kenny, you talk about, like, doing more film work. I was watching, I forget who it was, actually, break down your work. I think it was Draft Guy from, like, The Athletic, so somebody that's pretty reputable, and they were raving about what you do, and one of the things I noticed, here's who you called to mind, just seeing some of the throws that were made. It reminded me, maybe because the Steelers just played him, of Aaron Rodgers, these little off-platform throws where you're just throwing to a spot and it's a laser beam and you hit a guy for a touchdown. Is that something throwing out of, you know, maybe your normal rhythm that you can, that you work on consciously? Is that just natural talent taking over? How do some of those plays materialize?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think you have to practice off-platform throws in order to get good in, but it's also just letting yourself be a natural athlete and being comfortable. You know, I never try to do anything I'm uncomfortable with. If it feels right, it feels natural, I'll just go out there and be a player and go do it. You know, I trust what I see. I trust the film study and the coaching with Coach Whipple. So it just allows me to go out there and cut it loose.
We're talking to Kenny Pickett, Pitt's quarterback, 36 starts under his belt, and he's having a monster season in his senior year. He's brought to you by Dr. John Bush, DMD, at Pitt Smiles. com. Kenny, were you good at watching film your freshman year? What was film watching like back then compared to what it is now?
No, I think film watching is a skill, and it you know, you're only going to get better through time and kind of repetition and learning, you know, what to watch, what to look for to, in order to play fast and see things on Saturday. When I was younger, I think I took way too many notes. I would have, you know, sentences of notes that at the end of the day, it was just too much to kind of allow myself to go play fast. So as I grew in college and learned how to watch film and streamline kind of information, it was just a couple of notes here and there just to help me recognize things and just go play. And I think that's kind of, you know, really helped me take off and, you know, learn from what I've seen on film to go react to it, you know, when I walk out there on the field.
I got to be honest with you, man. From an outsider's perspective, you hear so much about how important film study is that, you know, like in our position, that it's obviously crucial for you guys. I'll be blunt, Kenny. It seems boring as hell, man. Like, you got to sit there and rewind the same play over and over again to pick out one little thing. I think I would just be, I'd be asleep. I don't know if I could do it.
Nah, I mean, when you want to win bad, you do it. And, you know, you find things that help you. And then once you start having success and you start being able to pick up things in film, you know, during the game that you say, oh, I've seen that. You know, I've watched that over and I know what this guy's going to do. I know his tells. I know what he's, you know, what he bites on in double moves. And this guy plays soft covers. He likes to press. Is he hands-on? Like, there's certain things that you know, just to help you just that little bit. You know, that's the edge, and everyone's looking for that edge.
Do you ever watch a play back, though, where there's nothing really to glean from it? You just knew you threw an absolute dime, and you kind of pat yourself, hey, that was a good one. That's one of Kenny's greatest hits. Because I would absolutely, in your position, be doing that right now. I'd just take a few minutes every film study to watch the absolute seeds that are getting thrown in there.
No, I mean, you can't watch like a fan. I like to go watch the rest of my progression to say, okay, if I didn't go to him, if I went to, you know, B, C, D, what did their routes look like? What was the timing like? Was everything where it was supposed to be? Just always looking for things to improve on.
How many out like today? How many hours will you spend watching film?
Yeah, that's a question that everyone asks, and I can't tell you a specific. It's just until I feel good, until I feel like I. Mm-hmm. And prepared, and I'm confident, and there's really nothing. Because, I mean, you're not going to be prepared for everything, and
yep.
That's obvious, but the amount of snaps I've taken, you know, I trust my experience. I trust the film that I've studied, and then if they throw something different, I'll go out there and react and play. But, yeah, you know, really just watch until I feel good.
Your relationship and chemistry with your offensive coordinator, Mark Whipple, if you had come back to Pitt, and there was a different offensive coordinator in a whole new offense, how different would things be for you right now, Kenny?
I would be in the NFL. I would not have come back. That was one thing that I would that I said. I asked Coach Narduzzi, and, you know, we made sure we were on the same page. I wanted Coach Whip back. I wanted one more, you know, my final season to be with him, because I felt like we were building something special here. You know, he did a great job recruiting guys and getting a lot of talented players in here. And I know his system. I know that's, you know, when those things come together, that it's going to take off. So, you know, I'm proud of all the work we put in, but, you know, we're halfway done here. So I'm excited to see how we finish.
How much does having him for this many years in a row now, how much do you feel like that's done for you both in the present and what it will do in the future? Like, just how crucial is that consistency at a point in your career where I think you're trying to develop good habits? You're not just trying to win games. You're trying to build, like, the foundation of what you want to be a long pro career too.
Absolutely. I mean, it goes for everything. You need to have consistency and have the same voice coach you over again and learn the way he thinks and process information the way he teaches you to, and all those things go into it. And I think it's just not for myself, it's for the rest of the guys in the offense. Everyone feels really comfortable, and we're taking ownership that this is our offense and we have an identity, and you know, we take a lot of pride in how we play. So I think, you know, it builds on everything, and it's huge that, you know, we were able to come back and you know, do this for a third time.
Can you read his mind, Kenny? Like, do you know the play he's going to call in before it even happens? Are you guys that much in sync?
I know there's groups of plays that I know for certain situations that, you know, we have a lot of meetings. We're going to meet again tonight on it. But it's just, you know, I tell you what, I've gotten really good at reading his lips. I'll tell you that. There was like a play from across the hash on the opposite side. I read his lips of the play, and I didn't have to go over there. So for people who are complaining, I'll be going to the sideline. It's becoming less because I can read his lips from pretty far away. So I'm getting good at that.
Well, that's good. He doesn't put the play sheet in front of his mouth like a lot of guys do.
Oh, my God.
At the NFL.
He blocked the defense, but, you know, I could see.
Would you rather be a flashcards guy if they were holding up a picture of, like, I don't even know.
A cheeseburger or Justin Bieber or something
exactly.
like that?
I feel like pop culture references. Like, if there was a picture of Dua Lipa followed by chicken wings or something, would you rather be getting your plays that way?
Whatever. I mean, I don't know. We have a really good system. We haven't had delayed games. I get to play in early. He gets to play in early to me. There's no, like, second form of communication. He doesn't have to signal to somebody else. He's not up in the box telling the quarterbacks to signal it in. So, you know, it works pretty well.
How much autonomy do you have if you see a look that you know you're not in a good play for from the defense? Do you have sort of the say-so, the autonomy to change it or tweak it if you need to?
Yeah, absolutely. And that goes into game plan. Some games there's more, some games there's less. It's really what we see on film and what we're expecting with the plays that we're going to run, the looks that they've shown.
Kenny, how many times have you heard Enter Sandman this week?
every day, multiple times a day. You know, I think they have a great environment, you know, one of the best in college football. You know, it's awesome we got a chance to play at Tennessee and now Virginia Tech this season. You know, two great places, great fan bases, great environment. So I'm excited to go compete.
You got to make sure you stay out of third down so you don't hear that stupid, like, turkey call.
Yeah, what is that?
Sound effect that they
do.
Do
you even know what a hokey is?
In that stadium.
No, I'm guessing it's a turkey. I don't know.
Pony, haven't they made it clear that a hokey is not, in fact, a turkey? Why do they have that stupid thing walking around?
It's annoying. All right, Kenny, go down there. Go to Lane Stadium. Get a win. Keep it rolling. And we'll talk again next week. Okay, man?
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Kenny Pickett.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.